NFL, NBA, and baseball, all discussed on today's podcast, including the Dallas Cowboys using the franchise tag on Dak. Do I love, like, or hate that? Plus, Tom Brady and the Patriots. Interesting developments there. Is Brady actually going to be a Patriot again next season? Plus, in the NBA, the Knicks fire Steve Mills, or part ways, as they say, and the Lakers may not be trading Kyle Kuzma. Would that be a smart idea? Plus, blockbuster trade in baseball, all that and more. Sports 6 Podcast starts now. Sports 6 Podcast, I'm your host, Nick Friend, here on a Wednesday. A ton to get to. Football season is just quote-unquote ended, but we will still start there. We will then get to the NBA and, of course, the major trade that happened in Major League Baseball yesterday. But first, the Dallas Cowboys are expected to use the franchise tag on Dak, that according to NFL Network. Cowboys, you're going to do what? You're going to do what with who? This is one of those moments, Cowboys. And their fans, that you need to check yourself. You need to check yourself at the door. This is like you're dating someone, and you are looking to make it official. And you're almost there. You're at the doorstep. But then you say or do something stupid. That's what the Dallas Cowboys are about to do. And let me be clear. He doesn't deserve the money because of his play. There's certainly holes that can be poked into his play left, right, and center, and I've done it. He doesn't deserve it because he's only made $5 million as the face of America's most popular team. He doesn't even deserve it because he came in as a fourth rounder and took Jerry's son and Romo out of his job in just months. He deserves it because of leverage. The Dallas Cowboys have none, and Dak has it all. They've had time and time again, and chance after chance after chance, to pay this man. And the offers haven't been sufficient enough. Or, what they've also done is continuously showed him by their actions that they don't value him. Their words are saying one thing, but their actions show that they paid Zeke $90 million first, that they went to Jalen Smith and nearly gave him $64 million, to Marcus Lawrence $105 million, like, this is all why the Dallas Morning News is reporting that Dak told them, quote, be sure to report, and quote, he won't be working anywhere near the star anytime soon. And I'll remind you the quote that I read in this very podcast last week. Quote, you would hope and you would think something is going to get done, right? I mean, you would have thought something would have gotten done before the season. And he couldn't be any more right. The Cowboys have put all their eggs in the Dak Prescott basket. They have no backup plan. They just brought in a coach that is pass-centric. They need this man. They verbalized it, but now they're not showing it. So it's either A, there's something we don't know, or they are brutally mishandling a situation based on short-term logic. Either way, not a great look for the Dallas Cowboys, to say the least. And if they're not careful, might come in to become a serious issue here relatively soon. Now let's get to the other quarterback with another major America team that his future is also definitely in doubt, and that is Tom Brady. According to the NFL Network, the Patriots are willing to pay Tom Brady $30 million per season. Are they? Are they, though? And listen, this isn't me doubting Ann Rappaport. A great reporter, consistently accurate. But let's just be clear how off-brand this would be for the Patriots. New England has never paid him more than $23 million per year. And you're trying to get me to buy the fact that you're going to give him now $30 million per year? And by the way, even if you are, which I have significant doubts about, the problem with that proposal is the following. What was also reported by the NFL Network and Ann Rappaport is that Tom Brady, A, wants to be paid and finally respected, but B, he also wants whatever team he goes to surround him with offensive weapons. The Patriots don't have enough of that. And so if you're going to pay Tom Brady $30 million a year, and Gilmore, their cornerback, defensive player of the year, has a cap hit of 19. They'll be using 25% of their cap on two players and therefore not be able to give him the other offensive support that he wants. And it's why I continue to question, and I will continue to say until proven otherwise, that it's 60-40, 60% in favor of him leaving. And I'll just bring up another point here. Call me crazy. Should Brady even trust Bill's personnel decisions? He traded a second rounder this season for Mohamed Sanu, not Emmanuel Sanders, who he could have gotten for the same price and definitely a better wide receiver. That's not hindsight. People knew that at the time. He traded Brandon Cooks a couple seasons ago because he didn't want to pay him. People forget he tried to trade Gronk the season before his last, which brought retirement into his mind at the time because he threatened to retire if they did trade him. Like, when you put this all together, with the combination of the fact that they're going to have money restraints if they do this, and so therefore they're going to need to draft this talent, and when you then look at the fact that Bill has had three offensive first-rounders in the last 5 years, and they've largely been busts, this year's too early, but N'Keal Harry, the wide receiver out of Arizona State, was injured for the most of the time, and when he was out there, he didn't have a ton of chemistry with Brady. 2018, they drafted the tackle Isaiah Wynn, who played in just 8 games this season. Sony Michel was fine and has been fine, but not the talent you expect from a first-round running back. And other rosters have more. The Chargers have more. The Titans have more. And he knows, most importantly, that he's not what he used to be. That he does need help. So the big multi-million-dollar question here is Bill willing to put his ego aside? Because one of the things that he has prided himself on so much is being able to trade away those guys like Brandon Cooks, as previously mentioned, not pay them and still win. Is Belichick willing to clearly and obviously overpay for Brady at this point in his career to go try and win one more? That's the question that will likely answer where Brady ends up next season, and only time will tell that. Now, let's move to the NBA before we do get to that blockbuster deal in Major League Baseball yesterday. The Knicks and President Steve Mills parted ways, as they say. And let me speak for all Knicks fans. I'm not a Knicks fan, but let me speak to them, I guess, might be a better way of saying that. About damn time, huh? About damn time! This man has been awful. He's been awful. He became president in June of 2017. The Knicks have gone 61-154 since. We all know how bad he's been. He traded a unicorn for a bunch of miniature-sized ponies. He promised Kevin Durant this offseason and instead got Julius Randle and Marcus Morris. And oh yeah, by the way, simultaneously allowed KD to go to a cross-city team. We all know this was the right move. My fear for the Knicks is the following. They want Masa Ujiri, who's done a great job with the Toronto Raptors. But let me just be clear. You do mean this guy, right?
Naturally, and please clap after this. I hate the Knicks and yes. Don't yes. care, really.
Me too.
Listen, we all know Ujiri's done a great job with the Raptors. He got that country championship. By the way, Raptors still playing pretty damn well, all things considered, this season. But by all reports, the Raptors are going to want 2 first-round picks in return for him. You are such a colossal mess, the Knicks, that you need those first 2-round picks, especially with the way your last several first-round picks are looking. And I like the fact that they're now reportedly considering going with the top executive out of the player agent ranks, i.e. Bob Myers in Golden State, i.e. Rob Pelinka in L.A., because going that route, instead of going around to a guy who might not even want you, because quite frankly, who would want you, and who also is going to require to give you 2 first-round picks in return, I don't think is the brightest move. At the end of the day, find someone, give them control for 2 to 3 years, and try and figure this thing out. Because good luck to anyone who goes in there going forward, to say the least. Now, a major blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball, the Red Sox traded Mookie Betts and David Price to the LA Dodgers yesterday. Listen, the city of Boston, as a sports city, really hasn't had many on the field embarrassing moments over the past decade. But this is certainly one of them. This is embarrassing for the Boston Red Sox. I don't want to hear the Red Sox trying to come to me and sell me on the bull drive that is, well, Nick, we wanted to get out of the luxury tax rate. We wanted to reset it because we were about to be over for the third year in a row. I don't want to hear it. The Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox using money as an excuse to get rid of their best player. And by the way, before I get into why this is so ludicrous and just how good Mookie Betts is, let me actually maybe bore you for a minute, but valuable and bore you, over the fact of the actual money on this. Because the Red Sox were $28 million over the limit. They were facing a 50% tax penalty on that because of it being their third year over, and an additional 12% penalty on top of that. Basically, long story short, $12.4 million. That was the fine they were looking at. I will say that again. $12.5 million for the franchise that was just valued at $3.2 billion. Billion with a B dollars. And not only that, it gets better. The owner of the Boston Red Sox, John Henry, who is the owner of Henry's Fenway Sports Group, owns not only the Red Sox, but also Liverpool Football Club. Soccer fans know that. They're about to win the Premier League. He owns them. He owns Roush Fenway Racing and NASCAR, one of, if not the best racing groups in NASCAR. And together they are valued at $6.6 billion with the B dollars. And you are going to give me the $12.4 million excuse? I get it. They got a young, talented outfielder, though not Mookie Betts in return, and a pitcher who can throw 100 miles per hour in return. Awesome. They just traded their best young player since Ted Williams to the Dodgers. Over $12.4 million. That Dodgers lineup is about to be insane. We all know that they're going to be crazy. The offense that led the NL in slugging and homers, and finished second in on-base percentage last year. Just got a guy with a slash line of 302, 374, and 524. Who, by the way, hit 134 home runs and stole 119 bases over the last 5 years, and has an incredible defensive overall metric, but also arm and everything to go along with it. So congrats to the Dodgers. Obviously a World Series favorite now. And my goodness, good luck to the Boston Red Sox, because you're going to need it. All right, that is the podcast. As always, thank you for listening. I did release a Sports and Nick show. If you want to go check that out, sportsandnick.com, Sports and Nick on YouTube. As always, I will be out with the radio show. That is right, the Sports and Nick radio show that returned last week this Saturday, noon to one this Saturday. Sports and Nick radio show, noon to one, streamed live on YouTube. Sports and Nick, you can also follow me on Twitter at NickFriend24 to find that link around noon on Saturday, noon to one. We'll be talking football. We'll be talking basketball. We will be talking baseball. That is all this Saturday, noon to one. Again, thank you for the support. Crazy week in sports continues, and we will recap it and talk about what else happens on Saturday, Sports and Radio show, noon to one. See you then. Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.